This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it's right in between two new candidates for President of the United States for the Republican nomination. Tim Scott announcing his candidacy yesterday, which seemed to go fairly well for the senator from South Carolina. And tomorrow, the long-awaited announcement of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has also raised a great deal of money and means to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. But Trump seems to be somebody who can withstand lots of criticism, lots of attacks, lots of even indictments, because he has been indicted on that hush money case involving Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal and more. This is going to continue, and Jeffrey Lord, who's a contributing editor to the American Spectator, he's someone who was very prominent in the first Trump campaign back in 2016, defending and promoting President Trump, and one of the few people who actually believed that he was going to win the presidency, and you were right about that. Jeffrey Lord was also a former aide to President Reagan and to Jack Kemp. He's an author and a former CNN commentator. He is also the author most recently of Swamp Wars, Donald Trump and the New American Populism versus the Old Order. It is out and near from Bombardier Books. Jeffrey, it's great to speak to you again. And I wanted to ask you about your premise of your recent piece in The Spectator, which is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. You basically are arguing that all of the scandals and the attacks and the E. Jean Carroll and the Stormy Daniels and the documents at Mar-a-Lago and the charges about January 6th, all of that only adds to President Trump's strength. How does that work?
Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff has backfired. I mean, this is a very unusual situation, I think, where the president has a real serious base out there that I think dominates the Republican Party at this point. And one of their feelings that I think they hold as gospel is that the establishment elite, if you will, are out to get them. The woke business and all this, I think you saw this raise its head in the whole Bud Light dispute. And the reaction to these kind of things is pretty stiff. And I think that they see President Trump as their champion, so that the more he is attacked, the more steadfastly they support him. And I think there are even some people, they may not be the best of Trump fans, but they think, yeah, this is going a little overboard here, trying to get this guy because he's anti-establishment. So I really do think it works to his advantage.
What was
the line from the old Brer Rabbit thing, you know, please don't throw me into the briar patch?
Yes, but by the way, that is from used in Song of the South, which is the least politically acceptable of all Disney films, by the way. So let's not get into that. What about the idea that, I mean, there are lots of people who feel that, okay, E. Jean Carroll, she's talking about an alleged rape and a sexual assault that occurred some 30 years ago. The Stormy Daniels hush money, it's a very tenuous basis for filing those indictments, and those have to do with personal life. What about when you get into the Jack Smith special prosecutor possibilities, that there may be additional indictments there that actually have to do with his role as President of the United States? Wouldn't that be more serious for people?
Well, I think that they will come to the quick conclusion that there's a double standard here. If this is a real problem, where was the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and her emails and all of that? It simply didn't exist because the FBI, James Comey, et cetera, gave her a pass. And I think that they will see this exactly as the inside government types targeting Trump because they don't like him. But when they've got somebody that they do like and think is going to be president, well, they're not going to touch her. The double standard, I mean, that's really what's at issue here, is the double standard that we see in a lot of different situations. And I think people are going to see that in this. I mean, after all, when it came to retrieving papers, they raided Mar-a-Lago. Did they raid Joe Biden's house? No. And did they raid his Corvette and all of this kind of thing? Of course they didn't. They wouldn't do it. This creates a backfire, I think, that only helps Trump. It's just, to use a phrase that we all know, it's like piling on. And I just think it's too much, and I think that they're going to overplay their hand here.
Okay, and again, you're assuming there's some coordination of these charges, and what seems to me to be very much the case is that you have a number of prosecutors, each of whom is trying to advance his or her own career. I mean, Fani Willis doesn't have the same motivations as Jack Smith. It's a different thing. What about the people who are running against Trump for the Republican nomination? Trump is very, very far ahead right now, according to the polls. If you were advising one of them, what is the best way that they can oppose Trump, offer some alternative to his leadership for the Republican Party, and yet not seem as if they're part of this establishment effort to pile on, as you put it?
Yeah, I think they've got a real problem on their hands because he is, without question, genuinely popular with the base of the Republican Party. I mean, you see these polls where he's ahead by leaps and bounds of everybody. His closest competitor is Ron DeSantis, and I think he was up by 20 points or something like that, or more even, 36 points or something. This is a tough sell. First of all, I applaud them for putting themselves out there. This is running for president is hard to do, and I think one of the things that's at play here, I have often compared politics in this sense to Major League Baseball. If you're coming out of high school or college and you're a really good baseball player, what happens is you don't get signed by the Yankees or the Red Sox or whomever. You get signed by a farm team, and you play on the farm team, and then, your abilities get out there. You become a star, and you're sort of certified as you're a really good player. Then the major leagues come for you and pick you up and take you on. A lot of these people, I think, are playing ball on the farm team here. Who have very bright futures ahead of them. Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, folks like this, and Ron DeSantis himself, although I think he's, probably a little better advanced than some of the others. But I do think that this is, part of the process here is they're going out there to make themselves known, and they're not going to win this. But, the next time or the time after that, they could very well win it, and they will be, after this, some sort of an influence on the American political scene without question.
Last question. Who do you think, if Trump wins the nomination, he would select as his running mate this time? It won't be Mike Pence again, will it?
No. I think it could be Tim Scott. I think it could be, I don't know about Nikki Haley, maybe Kerry Lake. I mean, I think he would do what would be perceived to be as the unusual, in other words, the African-American Republican senator or a female vice president. I just don't think he would pick, one of these other folks here. He would want to have somebody who stands out. And there are a lot of these people, relatively speaking, in this race, and for that matter, who are not running for president. We will see for sure, but I think he's the way his mind works, he likes to brand. as we all know, this business of attaching names to people and all this, but he thinks outside
the box. Well, we will see. Jeffrey Lord, his piece in the American Spectator. Good luck to you. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, Tim Scott had his send-off yesterday, his announcement as a candidate. He's now campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, where else? There were comments about his candidacy, some of which were oh, I think could be described as racially insensitive, and some of them downright nasty. For instance, Whoopi Goldberg on The View had this to say about Senator Scott, who is now one of the leading, one of the four leading Republican candidates for president of the United States. Here is Whoopi Goldberg, clip 8.
One of the issues that Tim Scott has is that he seems to think because I made it, everyone can make it, ignoring, again, the fact that he is the exception and not the rule. And until he is then he can stop talking about the systemic
racism. That's Clarence Thomason.
But I do think that he...
What she is saying there is that basically, that, and that wasn't Whoopi Goldberg. That's do we have that number 8 about the Clarence Thomas syndrome? Yeah, basically what they are saying is that it's like Clarence Thomas. He thinks that because he can make it, other people can make it. Isn't that an encouraging message? Is that a message that is somehow inappropriate or wrong? And then you have on The View Joy Behar, who is not a woman of color, never has been, and has never claimed that, claiming that Clarence Thomas and Tim Scott have no real understanding of what it means to be a black man in America. This is outrageous. Listen, it's clip 17.
And he's one of these guys who, you know, he's like Clarence Thomas, black Republican who believes in pulling yourself by your bootstraps, rather than, to me, understanding the systemic racism that African Americans face in this country and other minorities. He doesn't get it, neither does Clarence.
Right.
And that's why they're Republicans.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, he doesn't get it. That's why they're Republicans, and Joy Behar and her friends understand the systemic racism in America better than Clarence Thomas or Tim Scott? Really? And then Joy Reid was making some fun of Tim Scott's very faith-based, very optimistic, very positive kickoff. And it sounded like this on MSNBC. This is clip 12.
Oh, Lordy. Xenophobia, the bootstrap lie displaying black people, and this quote of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., three of his party's favorite pastimes. But what do you expect from the politician who back in 2017 appeared in a cringy and now deleted video for Senate Republicans deploying stereotypical jive talk to tout the overwhelmingly white right-wing party's tax cuts for the rich? The lone black Republican senator's line in that ad? Keep your money. Tim, keep your money, Scott.
Again, the idea that he happens to be someone with a, did not go to Harvard like Joy Reid. And somebody who really has worked his way up. He went to Charleston Southern University, which he honored in North Charleston yesterday. And this continued with Nina Turner, who was a former state senator in Ohio. She was part of the Bernie Sanders juggernaut. She was on News Nation with Chris Cuomo. And this is basically talking about Tim Scott again. This is clip 13.
As a black man in America, to say that racism or anti-black racism in particular does not exist, does not get it. And it's definitely not going to get black people or people of color. It's all right, Chris, to talk about the history of this nation. as it was, and in some cases still is. If we look at redlining, if we looked at what happened to black wealth during the 2008 Great Recession in this country, if we look at policing in America, there are some systemic and institutional things that we must come together and fix. And then he can also say, just because America is this way today, just because we have a past where Africans and then their American descendants were held in chattel slavery for generations, just because the Native Americans' land were stolen, etc., women couldn't vote for the longest time. We know that history. He can say all of those things and say that just because that is in the past, just because we're still struggling today, I want to be the type of candidate that will bring America to a new level where there is true equality in the United States of America. But, Chris, you don't do that by denying the history of this country.
Okay, there's nothing that Tim Scott has said that denies the history of this country. There's a the exchange that they have regularly in the New York Times between Bret Stephens and Gail Collins, Bret Stephens representing the more conservative side, Gail Collins, of course, part of the editorial board at the newspaper, representing the other side. Bret Stephens wrote this about Tim Scott, and I think it's insightful and on point. He wrote that Scott has a $22 million campaign war chest, which alone makes him a potentially serious contender. He speaks the Reagan-esque language of hope, which is a nice contrast to the vituperative and vengeful styles of Don, meaning Trump, and Ron, meaning DeSantis. He's got an inspiring, up-from-poverty life story that will resonate with a lot of voters. He has the potential to attract minority voters to the GOP and, as important, appeal to middle GOP, appeal to middle-of-the-road voters who might be persuaded to cast a ballot for a Republican, provided they won't feel guilty or embarrassed by it. All he needs is to work on his answers to those pesky questions about his position on abortion. As for DeSantis, he needs to stop coming across as a colossal, monomaniacal, humorless, lecturesome, and tedious jerk, the Ted Cruz of this campaign season. Is that a little bit too harsh on DeSantis? Well, we'll see how Ron DeSantis does tomorrow. There's also the issue of education, which Tim Scott brought up very effectively yesterday. The importance of choice in schools and giving parents more influence in schools. And more of Washington State schools have been warning of a looming budget crisis. Whether it's layoffs or consolidations, everything's to be on the table for districts across the state. So why is it that so many of those districts did not get the voters to go along with tax increases for the sake of education? We'll talk to the Washington Policy Center and Liv Finney coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he's running for president tomorrow. Correspondent Von Hilliard says DeSantis will launch his bid live on Twitter.
He has access to millions of Americans, a platform that, frankly, a political operation could not have access to in real time.
Twitter owner Elon Musk has already stated he supports DeSantis over former President Trump. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post says the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. There's been an unexpected jump in new home sales. Government figures show sales rose just over 4% in April. However, new home sales are only rising in the South and Midwest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show. Last month we had elections here in the state of Washington. They weren't statewide elections, but there were a lot of local districts and some offices that people voted on, some judgeships and some school bond issues. And one of the things that is remarkable is how badly those school bond measures fared with voters. There were five communities that had these school bond funding requests on the ballot, and they were in the cities of Kent, Clarkston, Ording, Steilacoom, and South Whidbey, and all five were voted down, which is just extraordinary. And it makes you wonder what is going on. Liv Finna, who is with the head of the director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center, writes, "Once a proud part of every community, public schools are now viewed with suspicion. School bond measures once passed by wide margins, usually at special spring elections when the voting turnout, let's face it, is usually pretty low. But this time, voters turned out in community after community in all five of these communities and voted no. In recent years, lengthy shutdowns, critical race theory, disdainful treatment of parents, teacher strikes, and seemingly endless cultural controversies have led many families to seek alternatives. Permanent job protection, rich benefits, and high salaries have turned off voters. And that would help to explain what has happened. Today, in many communities, the best-paid job in town is working for the school district. Now, you may think that that's an exaggeration. Well, there are some eye-popping numbers. Liv Finna at the Washington Policy Center put together this document which shows you the per student spending and the comparison with local private school tuition. And they're spending more per student at public schools than the tuition at local private schools. I mean, take, for instance, Kent. And for people who live in the Northwest and know that Kent is not a hyper-wealthy community. It's not. It's a middle-class suburb and with a mixed population. And the public spending per student at Kent schools is $20,000, $200. And in local private schools, the tuition is $18,000. Now, what is part of the difference here? Well, you have to really look at this and focus on it. The superintendent's salary in Kent, Washington, to be superintendent of that school district, which has 25,500 students, and that, of course, is primary and middle school and high school, the superintendent's salary is $357,000 a year. Does that kind of shock you a little bit? Well, it does me. I mean, if you were talking about a really major city with hundreds of thousands of students, maybe. But this is a problematic loss of faith in obviously one of our most important local institutions. And one of the points that is made here, and it becomes undeniable when you look at it, is that school district officials usually put unpopular debt measures on the February and April special election ballots, knowing that general election voters probably won't turn out. That way, district employees and their families will have more clout. The tactic didn't work this year, however, likely because much of the public has lost its confidence in the management of public schools. As the Seattle Times editorial board recently noted, and Seattle Times editorial board has usually been supportive of school bond issues and funding. They write in the Seattle Times, a deeper problem underlies all of it, trust in leaders or lack thereof. One factor the Times noted is the eye-popping salaries of the superintendents. On top of that, last fall, the Washington Education Association Union called a strike just as Kent schools were due to open, leaving parents in a bind. The union is also largely responsible for insisting that schools remain closed for most of 2020 and 2021. And again, when you look at, even if you take a look at Orting, which is a small school district, it's only 2,790 students. And their superintendent's salary there in Orting, Washington, is $220,000 a year. The public spending per student is $16,753. And the tuition at a local private school it's 9,500. The entire situation is extraordinary and deserves more attention. And a part of the solution, if you can look at that, is to basically expand the level of choice and involvement of parents, which is key to educational reform. And educational reform is one of those issues that Tim Scott has been pushing. And he was on with an NBC News anchor. One of the points that they made on NBC is that, wait a minute, it doesn't sound like former President Trump is worried about you, as if that was what Tim Scott wanted to do. I don't think he wants Trump basically attacking him, but here is the way that that exchange sounded. Clip 9.
He sent out a tweet saying, good luck to Senator Tim Scott in entering the Republican presidential primary race. He's complimenting you. It's rapidly loading up with lots of people, and Tim is a big step up from Ron DeSanctimonious, who is totally unelectable. It doesn't sound like former President Trump is worried about you.
Well, I'll say this, I'd appreciate his vote as well. So the truth of the matter is that I do think that the power of persuasion is necessary for the next president. I happen to look forward to being that next president. And so I will take all votes I can get from anyone, anywhere, anytime as I head into this election.
You're saying,
so,
I'm listening to you. You're saying you're a better deal maker than President Trump, former president
Trump? What I'm saying is that I look forward to persuading the American people, right and left, within my base and on the far side, to making sure that we move this country forward using common sense, finding common ground. It's one of the reasons why I said, and I meant it when I said it, whether it's a boardroom or classroom, whether it's skeptics, even in a church. I plan to take my message to every corridor of this nation.
And that's Tim Scott. But the NBC reporter kept asking questions about President Trump. And so how did Scott respond? He was very clever, actually. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guaranteed.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I do think that Senator Tim Scott is setting a strong example for the other Republican challengers, and there will be a bunch of them. There are a bunch more on the way. Apparently, Chris Christie is about to jump into the race, and he's definitely offering himself as an alternative, one of the alternatives to Donald Trump, who is dominating the race and dominating the news, because at the moment, at least, he's so far ahead. People won't be voting until the beginning of next year. So we'll see how that lead lasts and what happens between now and then. But it's fascinating to see how effectively, I think, that Senator Scott handled a fairly pushy reporter on NBC who wanted to help make news by getting Senator Scott to say something nasty about President Trump. Their exchange concluded or continued like this, clip 10.
What will you offer voters that former President Trump will not?
Well, the question is, I'm running for president, period. I plan to win. So the question is, what do the voters want in their president? They want someone who can persuade on the issues that matter the most to them.
You're saying you're a better deal maker than President Trump, former president?
What I'm saying is that I look forward to persuading the American people, right and left, within my base and on the far side, to making sure that we move this country forward using common sense, finding common ground.
Would you ever try to overturn an election you lost?
No.
What do you think about President Trump's behavior after the 2020 election into January 6th?
Yes. We can do two things here. We can have a conversation about President Trump, or we can have a conversation about my vision for the future. I'm going to stay on my vision for the future for a couple of reasons.
But it was a historical moment. I think voters deserve to know.
Actually, I was actually in there, so I know exactly how historic it was. But what I will say is simply this, that the future that America is focusing on is what I'm going to provide. I'm going to continue to talk about those conservative principles that move this country forward.
Okay, that's exactly right. We can do one of two things here. Either talk about President Trump, which is what the media want to do, or talk about a different vision for the future. Good for him. And how effective that is. Meanwhile, it's such a positive antidote, and he ought to bring this campaign directly to Florida with all of this NAACP insistence that Florida is some kind of occupied nation. It's a place where black people can't live, they can't survive, they can't thrive. South Carolina is not too distant from the state of Florida. In fact, South Carolina has a border with Florida. And to actually make the point that things, honest to goodness, are not that bad for people of color in Florida, that's important, especially when you have Democratic activists like Aisha Mills, who turns up on MSNBC. And here's what Aisha Mills said about her spring break. This is clip 15.
I think it was extremely clever, and really appreciate the NAACP's guidance on this issue. You know, I just took my family to spring break in Florida recently, and I think about all of the folks who traveled there for sun and joy and peace and restoration. And to be reminded that actually this is getting to the point where Florida is about to be a terrorist state to many of us here in America. Certainly as a lesbian, as a black woman, I don't want to have anything to do with the place. And I think about all the other people who don't want to travel there either. And so I think it was very clever on behalf of the NAACP. I thank them for issuing this broad guidance. And, you know, really what it does is it turns a remarkable, I think, lens on the United States and highlights how bigotry and bias and ignorance do as much harm as we accuse other countries of doing to people that they suppress.
Okay, this is outrageous, of course. If Florida is about to become a terrorist state, how'd your vacation work out? And I wonder if the people on MSNBC had the perspicacity and the appropriate response, which is when somebody's talking about that, about taking my family to spring break in Florida and talking about being a lesbian and a woman of color, did you have a pleasant vacation? Were there interchanges that you found with either the authorities, officials, or just people that you met in Florida that led you to believe that this was a terrorist state? Did you feel unsafe at any point during your vacation? I mean, isn't this a little bit strange? And by the way, it's not going to work. The same way that DeSantis's war against Disney is a ridiculous idea because people love Disney. They enjoy it. It's one of those fun, light, pleasant, satisfying things in life. I have my grandmother, who was born in Ukraine and never spoke perfect English, and thank God she lived into her 80s here in the United States. And when I was a little boy, when we went to Disneyland for the first time, it had just recently opened up, my grandmother was visiting us. She lived in Philadelphia, and she'd come all the way across the country taking two prop planes, which is what it took to get out there in the 1950s. And we went to Disneyland, and she was so knocked out by it, because there was so much to see, and it was so pleasant, and it was so clean, and it was just lovely, and she loved it. And again, making war on Disneyland is almost as dumb as making war on all of Florida. Here's the NAACP president ignoring the statistics when confronted on CNN about the fact that Florida has record black ownership of businesses and more. Listen, clip 14.
The Florida Chamber of Commerce sent CNN a statement about the advisory that the NAACP that you all sent out. Here's sort of what it says. Regarding the national group's notice to certain travelers, we have no comment. However, on the economic diversification front, in just the last few years, Florida has moved into the number one spot in the United States for black-owned businesses, and number two for Hispanic, and number true for women-owned businesses as well. When you hear those numbers, what they are saying is, look, African Americans and Hispanics are doing quite well here when it comes to running their own businesses and being able to make money here and being able to live decent lives. How do you address that with this new ban?
Well, the answer is...
First of all, that's propaganda language. Over the last several years, it wasn't because of anything he did in policy. Florida, by geography, is an attractive place where people would like to go. But he's fighting the largest company in the state with Disney around tourism. They just pulled out $1 billion. He is minimizing the quality of education by taking away the diversity for children to learn. He has sought to cause harm by saying that every citizen can carry a gun without permit. Those are not business attractive policies. Those are regressive policies that's going to hit a dead end. So you can spend the whatever language you would like to have. The policies that he has put in place are harmful policies to far too many individuals.
Okay, he's talking about DeSantis, of course, and you'll notice that he's changed. Before it was that Florida was a dangerous place that shouldn't be visited, that there was something wrong with Florida itself. Now he's making it very clearly what this whole controversy has been, which is a political attack. The governor of Florida is running for president as a Republican, so let's go after him. I mean, Representative Byron Donalds, who is a black representative of the state of Florida, and he is he's actually also very conservative and Republican. He said this: what the NAACP is doing with its travel advisory is silly and dumb. It makes no sense. As a black man who's lived in Florida since 1996, I can tell you there's no better place to go to school, start a career, raise a family, and live free from failing Democratic policies. Good response. We will be right back with more on a new survey that says that belief in God, well, it's gone down in America, but it's not as low or as disastrous as you might think. We'll talk about that aspect of faith and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.